The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to those who are childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." The Gospel of the Lord. A few words about this gospel by way of a teaching to lead us through this day, give us insight into ourselves. Interestingly, Jesus says here, "I thank you, Lord, Father of heaven and earth, for you have revealed to those who are childlike what is not available to those who are high and mighty and intellectual." What does this mean? Those who were childlike, in Greek called the anawim of God, the simple people of God, are those who ask questions. Children ask questions. They wonder about things. Where did the bear come from? The bear came out of the forest. Oh, yeah, there's some came here. How come the moon is out at night? The moon isn't out. Children ask questions. God is revealed to those who ask questions, not to those who are certain and have all the answers. God is revealed to those who are broken and struggling in life, those who wonder, who question. Recently, I was visiting a man, a very good friend, who became a Catholic here about 30 or more years ago. And when he was in the RCIA about way back then, now he's on hospice, and he remembered this for me. He said, "You know, when I was in the RCIA, I wondered about some of the teachings of the church. So I came to you and I said, I don't know. I don't agree with everything the church teaches." And you told me, "Don't worry about it. Let the Lord lead you and you will be fine." And he said, "I was like the doubting Thomas." And the church needs Thomas. Church needs people who ask questions, who wonder, who discover. And that's what this gospel is about. Certainty is a dangerous condition because you can't grow when you're certain. When you're discovering, you're growing, that's what Jesus is speaking about. In the Hindu culture, they speak about the four stages of life. You're a student, you're growing, you're learning, you're discovering. You're a settler. In our culture, it might mean that you get your first job, get your own apartment, you get a social security number, you get whatever. You're a settler now. And the third one is you're a seeker. You're a seeker, which means you ask questions, you wonder, you discover, you grow. And the last one is the wise person. You can't be a wise person unless you have been a seeker. You can't be a seeker unless you have first been a settler, otherwise you'll be in chaos. And you can't be a settler until you have first been a student. So Jesus is speaking today about seekers, people who wonder, who ask questions, who want to discover, who pursue a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, who hold up various items and teachings about life and begin to weigh these. Bring these things into prayer. Bring them into the presence of Jesus Christ. Who met Jesus Christ in his preaching? The poor, the broken, the lepers, people who are struggling. The religious authorities, who had all of the answers, did not meet Jesus. The greatest difficulty he had in his proclamation of a messianic kingdom, difficulty he had was with people who were religious at the time. who said, we know all the answers. We have a Mosaic law, and that's the last word. Wonder about that. Let Jesus Christ enter into your life. Let the Holy Spirit lead you with a faith that has courage, a faith that will allow you to grow, a faith that will lead you into a space you haven't inhabited before, where you meet a deeper, deeper understanding of Jesus Christ in your life. So, the Lord is revealed to us, the simple people, the childlike, the ones who ask questions, the ones who seek a deeper understanding of life and a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. So, we are all blessed and we are all called. Amen.